In this bulletin, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews declares a state of disaster for the first time. About 21 people have died and tens of thousands evacuated in Indonesia's worst flood in years. And Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka to take on Ashleigh Barty in the Brisbane International. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has declared a state of disaster for areas affected by bushfires. Victorians in regions confronted by massive bushfires are being urged to flee before temperatures spike tomorrow afternoon. The Premier also confirmed the death of a second person amid grave fears for 17 people missing in the state. Mr Andrews says enacting the powers are necessary considering the conditions.
We face a very big challenge, very real threat over the course of the weekend. These are big steps, but they are exactly what's needed. This is a fire period of first in many ways. We've been doing shift changes via the air. We've had more ADF involvement than perhaps we've seen at any point. You just got to do whatever is necessary to keep people safe. And again, the key message again, if you can leave, then you must leave.
And Victorian Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says these conditions are rare.
The state's dry, it's really dry. It's warming up again, and we're gonna see some wind. So fairly light northerly winds, but what we're seeing is unusually low humidity, less than 10%. And what that means is that fires will travel at night. And people talk about fires 5 years ago, and that was not the case. Generally fires overnight would settle down and you could, I guess, rest and regroup. But that's not what we're seeing.
The Mallacoota fire ran 24 kilometres overnight. This is the first time the Victorian government has used these powers since they were included in the Emergency Management Act 1986 following the devastating bushfires in 2009. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has quickly abandoned a meet and greet in a bushfire-ravaged New South Wales town after angry locals verbally abused him. The Prime Minister visited the Bega Valley township of Cobargo last night, which was engulfed by flames on New Year's Eve. Three people died and others lost homes, businesses, livestock and pasture when the fire hit the community. Local residents were dismayed at the lack of support received at the time.
Every single time this area has a flood or a fire, we get nothing. If we were Sydney, if we were North Coast, we would be flooded with donations, with emergency relief. Four times!
Don't come back! You're not welcome!
Mr Morrison responded back saying he will do everything he can for Australia's safety.
Right here and now, it's about people's safety. And we need to focus on that, particularly as we're going into what will be a very difficult weekend. And so, you know, this isn't about, as I said, me or anyone else. It's about what is needed here on the ground. And I understand people are feeling very, very raw. And that's been on display here. And that doesn't surprise me.
And a state of emergency has been declared in parts of New South Wales. Bushfire conditions are expected to worsen today and tomorrow. The declaration means forced evacuations and road closures will be put in place for people in bushfire zones in the south coast. It's anticipated that heat will exceed 40 degrees Celsius and wind speeds will reach 60 kilometres per hour. Moving overseas briefly, and at least 21 people have died and thousands are displaced after Indonesia's capital was hit by its deadliest flood in years. The conditions caused chaos in Southeast Asia's biggest city, with train lines blocked and power outages in some areas on New Year's Eve and early New Year's Day. Local resident Brian Eager says action must be taken to prevent future events.
Regarding the flooding issue, the central government is still quite new, and a lot of projects we still need to complete, including some reservoirs, which will only be completed next year. But on top of this, other projects must be completed too.
Last year, the Indonesian government announced it will relocate to the capital, East Kalimantan province on Borneo. But the planning ministry also pledged that the government will invest $40 billion in modernising Jakarta. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka will be fighting to reclaim her top ranking from Australian Ashleigh Barty. The 22-year-old went to the highest level last year and is participating in the Brisbane International this month. Osaka says playing Barty will be tough because of her strong serve and slice technique, but she's excited for the Australian Open. A look at the weather for today. In Perth, a possible morning shower, 23, very hot in Adelaide, 42 degrees. Hazy weather for Melbourne, 35. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 24. Smoke haze for Canberra, 39. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 26. In Sydney, cloud clearing, 28. Sunny weather in Newcastle, 30. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. A possible shower in Cairns, 32. And 35 degrees in Darwin, partly cloudy there. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.